This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Today is Thursday, the 19th of November. You're enjoying the DJV program, hopefully. If you're just tuning in, you can go to our Doug, Jen, Victoria Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show, and see a picture of an alligator on a bridge. Have you ladies seen the picture?
Mm-mm.
The caption is, "Pretty sure this is the bridge you take to get to 2021. And you can chuckle about a lot of other things. There are some interesting comments that have come about as a result of what Jennifer was talking about, Gavin Newsom being there, violating his own, that restaurant, violating his own policies. Some of the usual stuff.
He wasn't the only one there. That's the thing, is that he was also there with the health advisors who are creating the rules for California's lockdown. They were all at this dinner, so... I don't know.
Hip, hip, hooray for them.
Yeah.
Hip, hip, hypocrites.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I see that the Iowa governor has done a 180 on the mask mandate, on her original feelings. I wonder how many others, you know, she's been pressured by a lot of doctors and mayors.
What was her 180? Where was
Iowa?
She? Where is she now?
She reversed her stance because she was saying, we don't need to wear masks.
Oh, okay.
But now the medical community has been on her butt about it, and a lot of other people that... think that, you know, we're not necessarily doing stuff that's in everybody's best interest. So
there's a, well, and this is going to add to it. There's a big Danish study that's out today. I don't know if you guys saw it, but it's according to at least reports that I've seen so far, high quality, large scale is what they're calling it. This Danish study finds that there's no evidence wearing a face mask reduces people's risks of contracting COVID. In fact, they did a randomized.
That's convenient.
Well, I don't know if it's convenient. It's Danish, so it's not like it's on American politics. The randomized control trial found no statistically significant difference in coronavirus infection rates between mask wearers and non-mask wearers. And, in fact, they said that, according to the data, mask usage may actually increase your likelihood of
nonsense.
Infection. This is what the researchers are saying. So they say the recommendations were surgical masks to supplement other public health measures did not reduce SARS-CoV-2 infection rates among wearers by more than 50%. In a community with modest infection rates, some degree of social distancing and uncommon general mask use. This is what the authors say in their summary of their results. They say that it's been advertised by health officials all around the world to wear a mask, but they see no direct evidence that links any protective measures to wearing the mask.
So what does that do to people who are listening?
There are so many studies that say the opposite of that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So that's just one study, and then people hear that, well, I guess I won't wear a mask today.
Yeah,
and then
that's
how
the
much of the stuff is spread around.
Well, I mean, how do we know, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here because I wear a mask, but how do we know one study is right and the other one is wrong? How do we know?
Because you look around and see as a result of people wearing masks where the not gathering in the public, where the numbers are way down.
I think gathering is more important than the mask because we've talked about this. I got COVID. I was wearing a mask. People in New York City, Victoria was saying how
good
everybody
was. You wearing a mask isn't going to protect you from getting it.
Right,
you're helping
if everybody
other people
is,
not get it.
Right, but I haven't been around anybody who doesn't wear a mask. And then in New York City, I mean, I think Victoria said how great New York City is being. Now they're seeing a spike in cases. So if everybody's wearing a mask.
Well, because people have let up. People have let up.
Well, have they?
Was,
I mean,
yeah,
it's
absolutely.
A mandate,
they're,
right?
No, it's not a mandate. Well, it's a mandate, but it's not. It's the governor saying, yes, everyone should wear a mask if you're out in public. Most New Yorkers in Manhattan are doing that, and everyone's responsible. But all these clusters and these hot spots that have popped up, they're in Brooklyn and Queens, and they're Hasidic communities that no one has ever worn a mask, and that's the problem. That's why the overall infection rate is back up again.
I just don't know if we can blame it all on one group. I mean, I think overall, and this is where people are going to start to question things, is that we've been told to do stuff, and we've been doing it. Well, let me just finish my statement. We've been doing stuff for 9 months, and we've been doing all these things, and we've been doing it in good faith, and these things are not working. People are going to question it, and it's only
natural
that they will.
That's not true that they're not working. I don't believe that at all.
Well, Well, why are we having this second wave? Well, because the problem is
because people are selfish and stupid between the ages of 19 and 31 or 32, and they're exposing everybody
to this stuff. It's not just them, though. You know, I told you guys, I walked 11 miles through six towns on Saturday, and most of the people not wearing masks were older white people. So, you know, that's just the demographics of the people who live here when we walk up and down the boardwalk. But, you know, I mean, yeah, high school kids, they're a disaster. And college kids are out partying, so there's those groups, and then there are other people who just don't think
masks
do anything.
You want to ruin the country, ruin the economy,
exactly.
Just keep
That's
it up.
Exactly
That's
it.
All.
That's exactly
keep going
it.
Down that road. Yep. Meanwhile, the empty shelves have returned to many grocery stores. I was in a store, actually I've been in a couple of grocery stores this week, and there were plenty of places, toilet paper, Bounty, paper towels, yeah, mm-hmm. Gonzo. It was interesting because I couldn't find any really good syrup, maple syrup either.
Well, that's a huge problem.
That is a big problem.
Get somebody on the phone. Doug can't find good literally. Maple syrup in a pandemic.
No maple syrup. Yeah.
It's rough, horrible. Rough stuff. Yeah.
Right. All right.
Aren't you close enough to go tap your own? Right. Don't
well,
trees
actually,
in
a
your
lot
own.
Of maple trees, but it takes a while to make it. All right, let's see here what's going on. It's been a while since we've talked about Al Jazeera paying thousands of people. What is this in Georgia? What is going on with the Georgia runoff anyway? I mean, look at one thing. It's kind of like
Al Jazeera is in Georgia. What are you saying?
Yeah, they've donated a bunch of money to John Ossoff, the candidate who's running against David Perdue, and so that was one of the things that kind of caught people's eyes yesterday. Like, why is Al Jazeera donating to this American?
Where's the money from Al Jazeera come from?
Is it you mean the media company Al Jazeera?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Well,
just in case somebody doesn't know. Yeah, the media company. Okay, got it.
All right, so anyway, where does that money, is it coming from the network itself? And yes, the question is, why?
Right. They don't usually donate to American elections, so what are they doing? Why are
that's a great question. Can you, the average person would like to know, whether if you're a foreigner, if you can contribute to a campaign of an American person running for mayor or for Congress or for president, can somebody come outside money go into these campaigns?
If you run it through the right channel,
through a super PAC or whatever.
You got to wash it first, right?
Not really, no. If it just goes through, you know, certain PACs and super PACs, it's a free for all. There really aren't any restrictions.
Yeah. Anyway. Who's the person that called Susan Rice the Typhoid Mary of foreign policy?
Well, are they wrong?
I have little use for Susan Rice. I think she's a horror show, frankly. But I've never seen that before. I'm looking at this Typhoid Mary. Who said that? Senator Cotton?
I think it was Tom Cotton. Yeah, that's
it. All right. So yeah. So what kind of? When do the? That's a good question for the average person to know. When do these approval hearings begin? Do they have to wait till after the new president is sworn in?
You have to acknowledge that there's
a president. Well, you have to actually be the president. You have to actually be the president-elect, and then you actually have to be inaugurated. Mm-hmm. And then you get to start picking your cabinet. You can start making some of your appointments now. Like, there's already been, Joe Biden's already said he's going to put his communications director in as deputy chief of staff. So he's got his chief of staff in with Ron Klain. So there's people that he can appoint along the way, but when you start getting transitioned, it has to be in January when the new Congress is seated and when the president's actually sworn in.
Yeah.
Well, the woman, Emily Murphy is her name, I guess, right? Is that her name? The woman who runs the General Services Agency, who basically she's the only one who's in the way now of the transition moving forward. She has to sign the letter, which she refuses to. But she's looking for a new job. So she got caught with, you know, meeting with headhunters and stuff. So
There's room for an extension of resources on hearings and exchange of information. But I think that this thing is far from over. There is still a lot of back and forth to happen. And until the results are certified, which won't happen until the middle of December, I think they're just going to have to wait. And I think that's just, unfortunately, I think no matter who would have been in this position, I mean, Biden was never going to concede. He was told not to by his advisors. So I think this is something we just have to wait through for the next month to see how it all filters out.
I'm looking at another state. It's very interesting how we really see the hypocrisy, and then you wonder why things are such a mess. Governor of Nebraska, who's been telling everybody to wear a mask, name is Pete Ricketts. Ah, there's you can see the video all over the place on social media of him not wearing a mask. So, and then one reporter said, "Hey, Pete, where's your mask?" And Pete said, "Nothing." So, it really is. These people are, we have allowed people who are elected to supposedly serve us to become sort of a category on their own, right? They live in a world, they fix things that are good for them, and they think nobody notices. And even when people notice, there doesn't seem to be any real effect on these people, right? I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi and her hair. So she got reelected easily, right?
Easily.
Feinstein.
Yeah.
All these people get easily reelected. So why?
Because
what's the point of us doing all of this?
And they just vote on brand names, and that's it. You know, they complain about the hypocrisy, but they don't actually vote for the
Is all lost? Are we really at a point where we should just
give up?
I never say
that because I'm an optimist.
Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center or something.
Well, I believe in the country, and I believe in the foundation of the country. But I do think that it's going to get a lot worse before it gets a lot better.
Did you see the owl in the tree?
Oh, the little boy. Yeah. They thought it was a baby at first, but it's not. It's actually the smallest owl species. And so now he's an adult male, but now he's living at the wildlife refuge. We didn't talk about the tree. Have you guys seen the tree?
Does the owl
know? It is like, literally like the epitome of 2020. The tree is at Rockefeller Center when they hoisted it up onto the platform. Half of it, like, the branches just drooped straight down. It looks like, Jen, you've got to see the pictures of it. It's laughable. It looks like something from a Charlie Brown Christmas.
It was cut too soon, and it was
I don't
dry.
Know what happened, or
what happens, yeah.
If the picture, if they sent a different picture. Because, I mean, people literally think now that the state of New York got catfished, and that the tree that they thought they were getting is not this tree. This tree has bald patches. I mean, it's the ugliest tree
I've
ever
seen. Why don't they
replace
it? That's sad.
Well, I don't know. I guess, I don't know if they can, or it gets donated. The tree gets donated every year, so it's not like anyone actually buys it. But the process, it's a long process to cut it down and haul it into the city because it came from way upstate New York. But, oh, my God, it's an ugly tree.
Coming up,
you're
going
to have to fill in a lot of blank spaces.
Half hour. What Americans think about farmers is an interesting poll out. And who is going to return for the new season of Yellowstone on the Paramount Network? That's coming up in the next half hour. DJV time is 18 and change past the hour with Victoria, Jennifer, and Doug. If you don't have My Pillows in your home on all your beds, yada-da-da-da-da-da. Or I suppose if I said shame on you, that's not good because everybody has their own choices. But let me help you make your choice by telling you what's going on. If you haven't heard about the deals at MyPillow.com, premium My Pillows. Yep. The standard size, the queen size, the king size, these are the premium. They're two grade. If you ever ordered pillows, right, Victoria, you've ordered and they tell you to pick out this, that, or the other thing. What do you want, a one, a two, or a three? And so you can understand how that works. You go to MyPillow.com when you're ordering. They'll ask you and explain what all that means. But the premium pillows normally sell for about $70. You can buy them now for about $30. That's about a $40 savings, right? My grandson, Miles, is learning how to count. So I said to him, what is 7 less 4? And he got out his fingers and he counted. He said, 3, Gramps. That's it. That's the whole deal. So he knows how much you can save. You can figure it out, too, by going to MyPillow.com. Check out the savings. See what else you can get there. There's always a great deal when you use the premium code. The discount code is DJV. MyPillow.com. Get all the pillows. You get the lowest prices every day anyway, but these are the lowest prices of the year. So get them now. All these pillows, 66% off at MyPillow.com. At checkout, use the promo code DJV. 21 after the hour.
Mm-hmm. We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After the hour, Thursday, throwback Thursday time. Yes, I know that people rush to the radio at this time every Thursday so they can hear us count down top five songs from a particular week in music history. And so we've started with the number five song this week in 1973, Marie without her brother Donnie, and the song Old, kind of a Texas, this was sort of a Texas, almost anthem. Texas, the Rose. Paper Roses from Marie Osmond's number five this week. You want to listen to a little more of it, Victoria? You like it or not?
Yeah, it's all right.
Sorry. Not a lot of excitement there.
Not a lot of excitement.
No, okay. You'll be excited about number four, though, this week. The DeFranco family with Tony and his brothers and sisters. This is a neat pop song. Heartbeat, it's a love beat. Only big song they ever had. Number four this week. Crank it up, Phil.
Are these children?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Right, were they trying to be like the Jackson 5 or something?
Kind of, yeah. The Partridge Family. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. The Osmonds, yeah, all right. But it's a love beat. It's just kind of a fun, happy song, don't you think?
It's cute. Yeah. I've never heard it. It's cute.
All right, number three this week belongs to the Bones. Angie. Do I sound like Mick or not?
No. No, you don't. No. This is my least favorite Stone song.
Yeah, I don't dig this either. All right, so let's get to a really good one. Everybody's favorite from 1973. As a matter of fact, I think it was the number one song of the year. On its way to number one, Gladys and the Pips.
Yeah. Said he's going back. To a simpler place and time.
Fabulous sound.
This is one of the best songs ever written.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
She does it best.
Yeah. She still sounds so good, too.
Was she 76 or 77 or something?
I don't know how old she is, but she was on The Masked Singer. And wow. She sounds incredible.
By the way, who was unmasked on The Masked Singer last night? I just saw that.
I didn't see it. I'm behind. Yeah, I didn't see it. last week, it was Clint Black and Lisa Hartman Black, his wife. They were the only duo that's ever been on. And they were incredible together. But everyone thought they were Donnie and Marie. Because Donnie had been on the first season, but it wasn't. Yeah. So they surprised everybody. But I don't know who the most recent one is.
All right, Craig, over here, Phil. There it is, a little extra from Gladys Knight. Midnight Train to Georgia, number two on its way to number one. It was there, I think, for 6 weeks. But before they could get there, they had to knock Eddie Kendricks out. And he spent 2 weeks at number one with this song. Motown. First time he was on his own, actually. I didn't like this song. You like it, Victoria?
I love this sound. I don't know this song, but this sound. Yeah. Oh. Who is this?
Eddie Kendricks.
Was he in the Temps?
Yeah, he was in the Temptations.
Oh, okay. Great voice.
Well, the Ruffins went out on their own, too. They were great on their own. They were better, though. I don't know. Their musical choices were better than his. But he still was at number one for 2 weeks in a row with his song. And then Gladys moved in and just stayed there pretty much for the rest of the year. as would have been appropriate. All right, so there they are. Top five songs this week in 1973. The Osmonds, or Marie anyway. The DeFranco family, Stones, Gladys, and the Pips, and Eddie Kendricks. 28 after here on today's DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV, and I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com, and order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. While you're there, watch my webisodes on behavior, or just look at some of the amazing videos. Thepetshow.com. Remember, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Over 35 million Republican voters believe the 2020 presidential election was marred with fraud and election irregularities. That's according to a Reuters poll conducted this week. Two GOP Wayne County, Michigan Board of Canvassers on Wednesday night moved to rescind their vote to certify the election results. In their affidavit, they claim they were harassed and their families were threatened into certifying the election results. Their main complaint is over 70% of mail-in ballots had discrepancies in Wayne County, which includes Detroit. Political consultant Dick Morris tells Newsmax the recount in Georgia is anything but transparent.
The problem in Georgia is that the state will not give us the list of people who voted. And they have that, and they will not turn it over to us. And we need that list to be able to call those people and find out if A, they're alive, and B, if they actually voted.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A prominent shooting sports group says if former Vice President Joe Biden becomes president, his policies will be very unfriendly to gun owners. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
At least 20 million rifles and 150 million ammunition magazines would be caught up in the sales ban and registration scheme Joe Biden touted on the campaign trail. According to the National Shooting Sports Federation report, the new taxes would cost Americans more than $34 billion. Biden wants to ban the new sale of AR-15 rifles and similar firearms, as well as any ammunition magazines holding more than 10 rounds, sizes that come standard on most modern rifles and handguns. Biden also talking about a National Firearms Act, which would require gun owners to pay a $200 tax stamp for each item. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The New York Mets will be without superstar second baseman Robinson Cano for the entire 2021 season. Major League Baseball announcing Wednesday that Cano had tested positive for a banned performance-enhancing drug, resulting in Cano's second PED suspension. Cano missed 80 games in 2018 while he was with the Seattle Mariners. Cano will also forfeit his salary for the year, missing out on a $24 million payday. And the World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers are the latest pro sports team to announce they were laying off employees. Many teams, including the Dodgers, have cited lost revenues because of the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You just love it, whatever it is, during a Thursday, November the 19th. Yep, look at the calendar, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Two-thirds, right, week from Thanksgiving. Does that seem possible, even when you think about it?
Anything's possible. It's 2020.
Look at the alligator crossing the bridge.
Right.
Yes, today is International Men's Day. It's about time. Observed on November 19th, focusing on men's health, improving gender relationships, highlighting male role models, and promoting positive expressions of masculinity. You think I present that? Positive?
Yeah.
Expressions of masculinity?
You certainly are not, like, you know, guilty of toxic masculinity or anything like that.
Who would be?
Oh, a lot example. Of people. A lot toxic. Of guys are like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there any such thing as toxic femininity?
Sure. If you, I think
would
so.
Be an example of that.
Well, I think if you want to completely erase the fact that masculinity is a thing, I think, you know, there you could definitely go either way. Any extreme is not good. Yeah. We all know that, right? My mom raised me on moderation is the wise man's pleasure. That phrase I heard, constantly.
Did it work?
Yes. I think my brother and I were raised to find, a happy medium in most areas of our lives. Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody ever said anything to me about any of that stuff. I just kind of learned it on my own. Although I did teach my children. My daughter reminds me very frequently when we have a disagreement about something. Dad, you told me, you taught me to think for myself. So don't throw it back in my face.
That I'm thinking for myself.
I'm thinking for myself. Yes.
Yep, she's right.
Anyway, this is a day to recognize men who don't fall into traditional manifestations of masculinity. This is for gay men, I suppose, bisexual men, transgender men.
It's just men in general.
Yeah. Men.
And this is Movember, too, right?
Movember. Yes.
Typically, this is when we would have seen... What sport is it? Is it baseball that does they grow the mustaches for Movember?
I don't know.
Prostate cancer awareness, right?
Oh, maybe. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. Makes sense. Yep. The majority of U.S. adults have been asked to tell us what they think of farmers and practices on the farm. And the overwhelming majority, this is a study done by the American Farm Bureau Federation, Victoria, mm-hmm. The overwhelming majority trust our farmers and small. This feeds right into my theme, which you can hear frequently on this program and also on the farm show that I do, the American Family Farmer. You can hear that and the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Anyway, there's a new national public opinion poll out at Thanksgiving survey of, 22,000 adults finds that more than half, that's pretty good sampling, 58% rate the sustainability practices of farmers in a positive way. There is broad agreement that, as a matter of fact, nine in ten adults trust farmers, the small family farmer, and they seem to be able to distinguish, which is kind of cool, between the big ag businesses and smaller farmers. And I think that's changed this year a lot.
Well, because we know so much about factory farming.
Yes.
And we've been hearing Farm Aid and Willie Nelson and John Mellencamp and Dave Matthews, who taps into a much younger generation. We've been hearing a lot of people talk about the differences between family farms and factory farms. I think that's very much a common knowledge thing. I mean, I'm a New York City girl. Like, I know about that. I think it's reached everybody now.
Yeah. The focus on farmers at Thanksgiving always happens every year. And because there's been such a problem with food this year in our country and people are realizing that the family farmer is a really good source locally. You find the family farmers, and that has happened. So people have chosen to buy fresh and buy local. Mm-hmm. However, it has not resulted in the farmer being better off. As a matter of fact, for those of you who are thinking about buying your food for Thanksgiving, for every dollar that you spend between now and next week, the farmer will earn only 12 cents. The farmer who brings you the food. Last year it was 12.15 cents, so it's gone down.
It's gone down.
This year. And how do we fix it? Well, awareness, I would have thought would have been one. I don't think farmers charge enough for their product. I think, and the produce that we are buying is mostly procured, unless you're going to the farm directly, by middlemen. The people who buy and who arrange for shipping and bringing into the supermarkets, whatever is there, that doesn't usually come. It comes from the buyers in the supermarket are in touch not with the farmers, but with food brokers who buy the food. They bring it into some of the food markets. Most every big city has an early morning food market where you go and buy stuff and bring it to your store if you're running a fairly small store or a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But the big outfits, they're buying directly. They go around that. So they cut out, a certain percentage, 14-15% of the cost is eliminated by buying direct from the brokers instead of putting it through the House, where they have their own people that are going out and soliciting. They go to the big places like Driscoll for fruit. You know, that's they've become the biggest procurer. And there are plenty in every almost every discipline. There are companies like Driscoll, started as small family farmers and then just grew and grew and grew and grew. And so, you know, they have a lock for the most part. I want fresh Florida strawberries, for example. Can I find them? Not likely. They're all hothouse now grown. They're all hydroponic.
Well, another part of that is, as Americans, you know, and you've spent a lot of time in other countries, and I have too, you know, America is, we have no concept of seasonal eating at all. We have no idea. When you see asparagus, which is a spring vegetable, when you see that in you know, and people are shopping for asparagus for, you know, a side dish for Thanksgiving dinner, that should not happen. We have no idea what to eat seasonally because we're so spoiled that everything is grown all year round. Mm-hmm. And so in other countries, you go to a farmer's market and you take home what is in season.
What's there? Yeah.
Yeah, and so we have no concept of that, and that's how factory farms and greenhouses and all this hydroponic stuff, it has gotten so just out of control because Americans are so greedy in that sense that we're so spoiled. Used to, I mean, think about it. How often, all year round, we eat tomatoes? Tomatoes are a summer vegetable, but we eat them all year round, and we've forgotten what a really good summer tomato tastes like.
Tastes like. Oh, my God, yes.
You know? Yep. I mean, if they're, we're just used to these bland mush balls that you buy, you know, in January,
no taste.
February, no flavor.
Yeah. None.
But that's, you know, it's a shame because we're so big, and this is the land of plenty, and it's amazing in so many aspects, but... You know, it has really messed up our food system.
Right. Well, speaking of messing things up, it's interesting to note that have you seen this new ad for Burger King, the Grassy Cow video? Have you seen that?
No.
Mm-mm. All right. So, I mean, I'm thinking about for a company that sells mostly beef, you'd guess that it wouldn't want to upset the farmers that are growing the beef. But the promotion that Burger King is using for their now famous Impossible Burger, which, by the way, I've had
burger.
A couple of
times.
Yeah,
okay.
Right, exactly. Burger King has angered the producers by rolling out a pretty provocative video featuring Mason Ramsey, who's a yodeler. Do you know who he is?
Oh, yeah, the little kid. Yep.
Yeah, right. So the ad expounds on the farting cows and how they contribute to climate change. So that's what has farmers upset. This is something, again, okay, so don't buy real beef. I don't eat beef anyway because I don't eat my friends. The cows are my friends. But the Impossible Burger supposedly will relieve the country of the problems of methane gas that come out of the back end of a cow. And
it's
that
not true.
Really has... No, of course it's not true.
Well, it's not
at
true,
all.
But it's not true because... It's not true because those burgers are so heavily processed in giant plants that take, you know, and it's a lot of soy and it's a lot of chemicals and preservatives and all kinds of stuff. So that's not like, you know, made on a farm, you know, where they take these little soy compounds and make them into an Impossible Burger and thereby there are no, you know, greenhouse gases. That's complete... It's a complete... You know, fallacy. If you think that by eating processed vegan food that you're doing something good for the environment, because you're kidding yourself. You're not.
Right. You sure are. All right. Up next, what's the latest in food news here on the DJV program? 44 after the hour with Victoria and Doug. Taking care of your body, what you're eating. Very important topics here. We are always talking about the things that are good for you: diet, exercise, get on a weight loss program, all that good stuff. Well. Don't forget your brain. Don't forget that part of your body which basically controls the rest of your body. And Prevagen will bring you right along into having a healthier brain so you can have a better life as you age. Because we all know that there is an age-related cognitive impairment that happens as we get older. We all can't remember names or things like that. It doesn't mean you're falling apart. It just means you need a little bit more of the right juice in your brain. So as you get older, add Prevagen to your daily supplemental routine. All natural health supplement that is aimed at stimulating a lot of vitamin D in it, and that's good for your brain. So let's keep yourself cooking. Let's keep yourself working, body working, mind working, healthier brain, better life. Get it with Prevagen.
Certain vaccines are needed throughout infancy, adolescence, and adulthood. That's why it's important to follow a trusted vaccination schedule. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
According to the CDC, as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. That's why it's important to talk with your doctor about these infections and develop the best vaccine plan for you and your family. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, so here we go, Victoria, into the land of food. Here we go. Those of us who suffer from gluten allergies, celiac disease, all that stuff, gluten intolerance. Well, we have a new cookie, gluten-free Oreos. Is this going to make your day? How about that? A lot of brands are offering more gluten-free
options. Not a huge cookie person. I try to kind of say, I know this. You're like the cookie monster. But this is, I do like Oreos, and I don't tolerate gluten that well. Like, I can eat it, but it just, I get a lot of heartburn the next day. Like, I just, it doesn't sit that well with me. But I would definitely try the gluten-free Oreos, and especially the you know, the stuff that's in between the cookies, the middle, they call it the stuff.
Right.
That's
stuff.
Also going to be gluten-free.
Double stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so there's what's happening with Oreos. It comes out, why would they wait till right after Christmas? I would think they'd want to have them out in
time
for Christmas.
Well, everything is behind.
Holidays.
A lot of these productions that were supposed to be out, you know, remember we talked about Peeps? They were they normally do their holiday ones. Well, they didn't have anybody working in the factories, so, you know, a lot of stuff is delayed.
More food news. Hostess selling giant Twinkie baking kits. 32-ounce Twinkie, huh?
Yeah. This is a giant, it's a giant Twinkie cake,
$15?
Yeah.
For the
it's a massive
stuff.
Twinkie.
Yeah.
So if you're that much of a Twinkie fan.
Bound to be good for you.
You can make a whole Twinkie cake for your family. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. You put the cream in the middle. Right?
Yeah.
All you have to do, let's see here, just add vegetable oil, eggs, water, and heavy cream, and you'll be on your way to a Twinkie. So this is 15, the kit's $15. Baking pan, it has to be shaped like a Twinkie, right? They also are selling dessert chips.
Yes, it looks like a giant Twinkie, yep.
Flavored like Twinkies and Ding Dongs. Ah, there you go. Now you're talking. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sky! It's a bird! It's a plane! No, it's a bird. It's not Superman. There it is, the theme from Super Duper Man. Did John Williams do this? I've forgotten.
Yes, he did.
It's okay. It sounds like it. All right, so we're playing the theme. Chuck Curry has joined us graciously with a movie moment. So why are we playing the theme from Super Duper?
I gotta tell you, no real reason except I feel we need some Superman in the world. I woke up, I said, you know what, we need some Superman. And then I want to bounce into the Wonder Woman story. I don't like the Wonder Woman theme. It's interesting when people say, how in the world did we get the movie industry get so bogged down in superhero films? Well, the start of it was 1978, Richard Donner's epic Superman the movie, which is still a great movie. Christopher Reeve, there'll never be a better Superman. I like Henry Cavill. I do. I like him a lot as Superman, but Christopher Reeve is the iconic Superman. But I got to tell you, I've been doing this
George
show.
George Reeves does it for me. He was the first Superman. Actually, Mayo Khan. Really Mayo, you don't even know who Mayo Khan is, right?
I do not.
Mayo Khan was the original person was it Stan Lee? Who did Superman? I've forgotten who did that. But the first comic book character was modeled after a guy who was a bodybuilder in Boston named Mayo Khan.
Okay.
He was the original Superman. Yeah. All right. Okay. So anyway, moving on.
I was saying, I've been doing this spot since, I think, early 93. Okay. And this Wonder Woman announcement, to me, might be, I hate to use the word, the biggest announcement, the most unusual, or the saddest. But it is definitely
a little of all of those things, I think.
I mean, it really is. So, you know, Warner Brothers yesterday made a decision. They were debating on a couple of decisions. Do they hold Wonder Woman for next summer and see where the temperature is? Or do they make the decision to release it on Christmas Day in theaters, any theater that's open, and also HBO Max. So that's the decision they made. In theaters Christmas Day and HBO Max. It's very weird that this is, for me, it's very strange this decision's been made. Having said that, I just want to go over one thing. HBO Max has 38 million subscribers as of now. Netflix, which is a dominant player, 195 million subscribers to the streaming service. Disney has, I think, 78 million. They expect Disney in 4 years, Doug, to have almost 200 million subscribers to Disney Plus. Having said that, streaming services are really not built on movies. They're built on TV shows that people can binge watch. Like
right.
Netflix was built on House of Cards and Stranger Things, and Disney's being built on The Mandalorian. This will get subscribers, but you really need TV series that people binge watch to ultimately build it. Having said that, they couldn't find a better day to do this than Christmas Day because people are home. They're bored. They want to do something at night. And I think a lot of people are going to watch Wonder Woman on HBO Max. I am curious how many people will actually go to theater. I'm
going
to watch it because we're
going
to the theater I'm involved in. But
I'm going.
You know, most of these movies are opening at $4 million, these number one movies. Tenant was the number one, still around 11. I have to believe, depending on how many theaters are open on Christmas, whether cities like New York, you know, close their theaters at Christmas, I have to believe this will do 20 million plus on that opening weekend, but we'll see.
At
hopefully it's a really good movie. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I do think people, this is a movie people want to see. So this is a huge, I don't know if you want to call it an experiment, roll the dice. This is a huge endeavor for Warner Brothers to do. Now, I think ultimately they're going to make as much money in this format that they would holding it till next year. No, not even close, because I think Wonder Woman 1984 would have been a billion dollar movie worldwide. Having said that, they're still going to roll this out internationally into markets. It's just here and domestically. Ultimately, it will not do what it would have done. But
yeah.
Big story, interesting story indeed.
What do you think of Macaulay Culkin pocketing a $2.5 million check for a cameo in the new Home Alone?
I didn't see that. That's right. Good for him.
Yeah.
I know the director of the original film, Chris Columbus, came out with a statement and very vehemently against Disney Plus remaking Home Alone because they're going to change the storyline completely. And I sort of agree. I don't need to see a reboot of Home Alone with the storyline change. The original is a great movie, and I also like Home Alone 2. I think Macaulay Culkin's one of the most appealing child actors of all time. I'm glad for him. He could get that. That's good for him.
Archie Yates is going to play the lead character in the new movie, and he's going to be named Kevin. So you know who Archie Yates is,
Kevin
McAllister
still?
Yeah.
But I heard they're going to reverse things where the parents are going to be the hero and the kid's going to be the villain. That's what I heard, that they're going to flip the plot line, which I don't, if they go that route, I don't like that at all.
Sounds like a Mickey Mouse
to me. What do I know, though? What do I know?
You know a lot, Chucker. That's why you're here. Chuck Curry is our movie man on Movie Moments, an important part of the DJB show every day. Victoria and Doug at 59.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.